the old whore rises in the new world. When Srimati Kalyanamati Ratnaswami said that she wanted to bring Sri Bhagavan to Tampa, we understood that the Bhagavan she was intending to bring was already residing within her own heart. Yet her aspiration was to have him manifest physically in the best way she saw possible by replicating the very building in which Sri Bhagavan resided for over 20 years. The blessed space, now known as the old hall of Sri Ramanashramam. The devotees of the Tampa Sri Ramana Satsang and those of Arunachala Ashrama, New York, offered to assist her so as to make her dream come true. Her husband, Dr. Palani Ratnaswami, shared her aspiration and spared no effort to realize her vision, supporting and encouraging her at every step. Sri Ramanashramam provided unreserved assistance with her advice, photos, and measurements of all the elements that make up the old hall. Sri V.S. Mani even hand-carried to the USA a piece of floor stone from the original old hall that was recovered from the 1986 reconstruction of the original old hall. This stone was embedded into the new hall's floor near Bhagavan's couch, so all devotees who prostrate before him in Tampa might place their head on stone that Bhagavan once consecrated with his holy feet. The president of Sri Ramanashramam graciously wrote, "Srimati Mati and Dr. Ratnaswami, thank you for inviting us to the inauguration function of the old hall replica today in Tampa, Thursday, the 29th December 2016. It gives us immense joy to know that the replica hall has come out very well and almost resembles the old hall here, one of the most sacred places to Sri Bhagavan's devotees. Our congratulations to you and your team on behalf of the ashram. It shows the dedication, effort, and hard work of the entire team. We wish the function all success. We are certain that the replica hall will continue to be a source of the guiding presence and inspiration of our master Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. We seek his blessings and grace on the entire team of devotees. Yours in Bhagavan, President V.S. Ramanan." James Hattel of New York produced designs for the contractor and oversaw all the woodwork construction. He traveled to Tampa several times to consult with the contractor and even worked on the construction himself. When Suri Nagamma encountered many obstacles in the writing of her letters from Sri Ramanashramam, she was told by a wise friend, "Shreyamsi Bahu Vijnani, good works encounter several obstacles." And so it was with Mati's dream of replicating the old hall in Tampa. Every step on her path met with countless roadblocks and delays, but Mati and Dr. Ratnaswami calmly weathered them all with the faith that Bhagavan would somehow get the work done, not on their timetable, but on his. And done it was in a remarkable fashion. Right after the night prior to the Griha Pravesham and inauguration, January 29th, work was in full swing. The following morning, when the 80 devotees from the Sri Ramana Jayanti retreat in Tampa arrived, all were spellbound by the likeness to the blessed old hall, sanctified by the presence of Sri Ramana, and most particularly by the palpable presence of Bhagavan, which they now experienced. It felt as if the Master had chosen to reside in his new abode in Tampa for the purpose of making our minds subside. More than one person commented that the moment they walked into the old hall, they became totally disoriented, that their minds blanked out, their body numbed, and that they remained in total peace. Coming back to themselves, they realized that in reality, they had not been disoriented, but rather they had become reoriented to the true nature. The state that they had previously experienced was now understood by them to be the disoriented one. Sri Bhagavan's presence was felt intensely by so many on that first day as the Ganesha Puja and Homa were performed. This was followed by the chanting of Aksharamanamale and other works. To the gathering in the new old hall, that morning Mati spoke a few quiet words of welcome to the devotees and expressed her heartfelt gratitude to Bhagavan for fulfilling her humble desire to bring his presence to Champa. Dr. Venkat Ramanan, President V.S. Ramanan's son, welcomed the devotees and expressed his gratitude to the Champa Satsang. Mati and Dr. Ratanaswamy, Dennis Hattel of Arunachala Ashrama, also offered a few words of recognition to those who worked so hard to produce this living monument that will serve to transmit Sri Bhagavan's grace to seekers here in North America. Incidentally, a model of a small white cow was used symbolically to enter the hall first, and the image of that cow reminded devotees of Bhagavan's cow Lakshmi, who would brazenly enter through the south door of the old hall, unmindful of all the devotees sitting before her, as she marched straight to her master's sofa. The following Saturday morning, December 31st, all the retreat attendees returned to the old hall and resounded it with the singing of Aksharamanamale, Ramana Sadguru, and other hymns in praise of Bhagavan and Arunachala. These were interspersed with graphic readings of incidents that had occurred in the old hall during Bhagavan's lifetime. The teachings and scenes described gripped the devotees as if they were actually happening before their very eyes. So much was the divine presence felt during those few hours. To those who have never visited Sri Ramanashramam, or to those who may not, for any reason, be able to do so in the future, and to all the devotees of Sri Ramana, old and new, we unreservedly recommend a visit to this old hall replica, a most remarkable building from which the grace of the Master is bound to penetrate the hearts of sincere seekers for years to come. There are no facilities there for guests, but access to North America's old hall is easily arranged by calling or emailing Mathi or Dr. Ratanaswamy on 813-685-8843/mathi@ratanaswamy.com. Also, photos of the new old hall and Champa retreat programs can be accessed online at www.flickr.com/photos/150-835-993@N02@albums.